You are amazing because our passion is limitless and our drive is intense. Therefore, you will not deny our grind. You are now listening to the Faith, Grind, and Inspire podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Faith, Grind, Inspire podcast. Tune in every Wednesday. You know, we're going to be with you guys through this whole social distancing and COVID-19. And we'll, you know, we're going to keep you, you know, keep Faith, Grind, Inspire going as long as we can. And as long as you guys continue to support us, we'll be here, right? Thank you to all our first responders, all our medical professionals, everyone who's on the front lines to help with control this outbreak. I want to send condolences to those families and friends that are affected with anyone lost or going through the process and the sickness right now. So prayers out to you, and also prayers out to the people who are being financially affected by this, you know, losing your job and just out of work, you know. So prayers to everyone, you know, and we will get through this. All right. Now, this week we had to do something a little different. So my co-host, Kobe Colbert, St. Laurent, is not here in with me, but we will be back next week. And we also are having something this Thursday, matter of fact, tomorrow, where we're going to do a live meditation on Instagram. So follow our Instagram. It's Faith, Grind, Inspire on Instagram. But I had a conversation with Miss Hadia Barbell, and we wanted to just share this conversation and, you know, hopefully this shed some good light and give you some positive energy and positive, you know, vibes through this process. All right. Now tune in right now. Peace.
The having a presence, you know, as presence on social media now with everything, the way everything is, it's like, yeah, you could buy the classes and you could get the workshops done and you could learn all the skills. But, you know, what I realize is that it's not about your skill level as much as it is about who tells the best story.
Absolutely. It's, that's the truth, especially now. Like, you see what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. Literally in 1 week, everybody went from shopping online, shopping online, mm-hmm. classes online, people who are having doing workshops online. So
it's amazing
learning from, you know, think about it, 10 years ago, mm-hmm. when you told someone you're learning on a website on a computer,
right.
thought that was bootleg. People laughed at you. Getting education online,
right?
Now every school in New York City
online
is online.
I mean, I'm talking about don't matter what you do, you can create a course for it online. But how could you do that without having the presence and being comfortable?
Being comfortable.
It's really important. So that's why I'm actually developing a new company called Make Your Presence Known. It's a new series of a new direction that I'm taking in my career about really helping creatives, soulpreneurs, you know,
entrepreneurs,
creatives, artists, healers, all of that, make their presence known. And not just for them, but specifically for these particular demographics, because usually these are the introverts. These are the introverts. These are the people who like to be in their craft and in their art, and they submerge themselves in it, and they don't often come out to the world.
Yes.
They don't even know how to actually charge for their work. That's a whole science, right? Because you're doing it from the heart. I love what I do. I just want to offer this to the world. But you do need to eat. You do need to pay rent. You can't offer anything if you have nowhere to stay.
You know? This is when the entrepreneurs need to come together with the introverts.
Very important.
That's the truth.
It's very important. And you know, there's some people who have amazing companies, amazing brands. And then when you look at their presence online, they're just posting pictures of their dog and posting pictures of, you know, I don't know, them popping bottles and whatever these things are. It's like nothing that's associated with their brand. And it's really important. Maybe before it wasn't, but now it is more than ever because the world is shifting and the world is changing. So your online presence is important. I'm meeting with, you know, a friend of mine tomorrow who owns a gym. And he's so frustrated. He was popping with the gym. Clients signing up, the gym. Now the city set the gym, set the whole thing down.
Yeah.
The gym is shut down now. Wow. What do you do in this situation? What do you do? You just stay at home and be upset? No.
No.
No. Now that's when you turn on that creative mind.
Yeah.
And you put yourself to work. Okay, what do I have to offer? First, one of the things that I want to say is you have to gain trust. That's first and foremost is I believe that it's 80% and 80%, you know, hold on, I'm going to say this again. So when you're gaining trust from your audience, it's 80% trust and informative. You give them information for free, 80%. You're just sharing information. You're sharing
content,
why.
Content.
Yeah. Why. Not just I'm doing, I am, but why. How did you become this? You share the story behind it, right? And then naturally, they'll want to give something back to you. 20% commerce. Yeah. But if you become salesy, buy this, take my class, take the... Nobody, it's like, okay, somebody else selling something. Oh, everybody's selling something. Why are you trying to sell me? You see, when you are authentic with you, what you do and what you're presenting to the world, you don't have to sell anything. That's you just have to be.
That's true.
Okay, and we're in the time of truth right now. We're in the time of honesty right now. People want to hear... how are you really feeling?
Yeah.
Not the face that you put on. Yeah. Not the suit that you put on. Yeah. They want to know, what? How did you get here? Where are you now? What's going on right now?
Right now.
Right now. You know, because a lot of stories with entrepreneurs, like, I came from the ground. I came from the struggle. I came and I became this. Right? And so when they became this, how do you maintain this? What's happening? What's your struggles right now? What do you happen? What's going on in your heart right now?
Yeah, because your struggles might not be the same as far as... starting from the bottom and the grind, you know, like, for example, me as an entrepreneur, my struggles 2 weeks ago are not the struggles today.
No.
You know, like,
yes.
Everything shut down. I'm supposed to be celebrating, preparing for my 100th episode for the podcast.
Right, right.
We're supposed to have this big event. Shut down.
It was actually an in-person event?
Yeah.
Really?
We're going to have a
you
lot.
You didn't even invite me?
No, we didn't have anything. Oh, we didn't even put it together. we stopped. We didn't even, we're supposed to have it at Richard Beavis mm-hmm. Gallery. It was going to be in April, mid-April. We're starting to plan. We can't do that. We were going to do a live event, which mm-hmm. you were supposed to be part of it, mm-hmm. At the end of April.
Right, right.
I don't want to do that because I don't know what's going to happen. People are scared to come out. You know,
The
venues are closed.
If I was you, I would not do that. You might want to celebrate that on live on Zoom.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna do something online.
We'll have our time.
Yeah, we'll have our time. It's fine. But even with the schools, I have 9 programs in schools right now. Schools are shut down.
So my question to you is this:
schools are shut down. So what do you do?
Exactly. That's my next question mm-hmm. for you. How are you as an entrepreneur? What do you do exactly? Tell the audience what you do.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Because I've been sitting with the beautiful Hadia, soulpreneur. So for those of you that don't know who I am, my name is Gene Alert. I'm an entrepreneur. I own a few different businesses. So ACA Branding is one of my agencies. I have Citadel Publishing, which published her book, mm-hmm. Turn Your Magic All the Way to Fuck On. and now I'm super comfortable saying that, right?
Yeah, you got it. You did a good job.
I turn my magic on all the time, right?
Right.
And so we own Brooklyn Swirl, my wife and I. I have a podcast called Faith Grind Inspire. Hadia's been a guest like twice, mm-hmm. and, you know, what else? And I wrote 2 books, well, 3. But I created a scholarship to help kids go to school. I helped students. I wanted to give back to kids in the community. Mm-hmm. So I created a program, a curriculum mm-hmm. to teach kids entrepreneurship. Because I know they're not teaching kids in school.
They're teaching you to get a job.
They teach you to get a job. So I want to teach kids entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So it's called Faith Grind Inspire. And my program is actually in 9 schools this year. And out of, you know, with this whole COVID-19, just shut down, mm. right? And so I have employees that go into the schools for me,
yep.
and they had to stop. They, you know, that's it. Luckily, because it's not, wasn't our fault, mm-hmm. the contract still has to be fulfilled. So, so everybody's taken care of, thank God, because of my paperwork. That's why you have to, entrepreneurs, you have to make sure that your paperwork is intact. Mm-hmm. You know, you just can't, go off of face value and just make sure all your paperwork is intact, your contract's intact. You never
know. Read your contracts.
And read your contracts, right? On the opposite side. Because just because they give you a number doesn't mean that you don't look at the fine print.
Right.
Because if something goes wrong, right, they could say, well, it's in there just in case of some natural disaster. Or because here's the thing I want to talk about, Adia. People prepared their business to be recession-proof. But nobody prepared their business to be virus-proof. You see? And the only people who were really virus-proof are people like you, right? Content creators. People who create and make money just online. Because you sold books during this process, right? There's
and
a lot of people.
And you
taught classes online. You already created. You started. You were ahead of the curve.
You have to be.
There's a lot of people right now, like you just said, your friend who had a successful business gym, but now it's like, oh my God, what do I do?
I've been telling him for the past 5 years to develop his social media presence. Mm-hmm. I've been telling him, and he didn't listen. He'd be like, okay, I'll get back to you. And I'm like, listen, brother, you my brother. I will offer this just to help you.
Yeah.
And he's like, I watched you grow from when you were at 13,000. Now you're at 140,000.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not even about the numbers exactly. You know, it's about the content. How do you relate to the people?
That's
how
true.
Do you relate? What are you feeding your audience? Are you just celebrating yourself? You know, because after a while, that gets dead. When trauma is existent in the world and people are facing levels of trauma, because this is a form of trauma,
mm-hmm.
okay? People are getting sick. People are losing their jobs. I mean,
loved ones.
The families are breaking apart. You know, this is a form of big trauma. What happens during these times? Do people want to see you flashing what you have? And nobody wants to see that. People want to be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
People want to know that there's hope, that there's ways to go above this. There's ways to keep the mind balanced. So it's always so important to feed your people. What are you feeding them? What do you want them to receive? What do you want them to think about your brand? When they think about your brand, what do you want them to think?
Mm.
Always think about that. What do you want for
them
to think?
That's a gem.
How do you want people to look at your brand, at you as a leader, and what do you want them to? Well, how do you want them to see your brand, and how would it be sustainable during difficult, challenging times?
Yeah.
You know, so it's always about creating community. You know, creating trust.
This is the time.
This is the time, and so if you haven't done it before, this is the time to do it now.
Yeah.
I see the importance of this now, and I'm like, listen, I may be the priestess, but I'm a professional. You know, I was a professional way before I was a priestess. You know what I mean? And I've ran several businesses. I've worked in the industry. I've worked in entertainment. And like I said, my work is sustainable. People are not purchasing as much hair and things like that as they would do in abundance. And I don't have my shop anymore. So normally I would be tripping too if I only focused on that, because then I would have all this big overhead and I would be worried about it. But because long time ago I shifted my company, and even if no matter what I'm touching, I'm always inspiring people.
Yeah.
I'm offering them, so I'm feeding their souls.
And you have multiple streams.
Multiple streams of income. So I'm working online, I'm working in person, I'm doing retreats, I'm just taking you on a journey constantly, you know, and showing you how to move further in life. And that's important, because this is when we have to put the work to work. This is these times that we have been preparing for. And so, yes, it's beautiful to practice your meditation. It's beautiful to practice your grind. But when hard times come, what do you do? Do you let it all fall apart? Do you just forget it? Because that's what's happening. People are used to waking up early, going to the gym, going to work, staying on their schedule. And now when the hard times come, everything is like, what do I do?
What do I do?
Days are just passing by. No, you get up every day. This is how it would be if I was going to work. Because I'm going to work. I don't have to leave my house to go to work. I'm going to work. I'm putting a schedule in. I'm getting this amount of stuff done at this time. I'm getting this amount of stuff at this time. I'm going to work.
Yep.
Work does not stop.
No.
Just because it's quarantine. There's no quarantine and chill. It's not Netflix. Okay? Talking about quarantine and chill. I had quarantine and chill. There's no quarantine and chill. This is the time. whose movie are you watching? You're going to just sit back and watch your own movie play? You're going to watch your own movie, quarantine and chill. You're going to watch your movie play. Just watch your whole movie. Just watch your whole life go by. We got work to do. This is the time. This is the time. This is the time. Okay, to prepare yourself, because this is the beginning of the future, of what's to come. This is only a, what did you say? It's a test?
It's a test, yeah.
Tell me about that.
So this is, this time, this is when you're going to see, because every 10, 20 years, you'll see, as humans, as a human race, we get tested, right? Mm-hmm. So we got tested 9/11, right? We got tested, you know, I mean, before my time, but World War II, you had tested the Great Depression. Like, we could go back in time and just see it all the time. And there's always, like, the tsunami, like, yeah, Sandy. You know, Sandy was 2012. Like, we get tested. 2008, the financial crisis.
How many years do you think we're getting tested?
Between, I'd say, 8 to 10.
It's 8 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
Because
2008 was the last one.
That was the recession.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're right. If people don't think you're in a recession, you are in a recession. Yeah.
And it gets worse before it gets better.
Yes, yes. But this is the time, this is the time where you get tested to see your real faith. You know, because if you really don't have faith in your product, in yourself, in your mm-hmm. brand, in your vision, in your energy that you put out, there's no way they're going to be able to do online content, because people are going to be able to see it through the
and
camera.
They're going to feed off your energy. Yeah.
So, but if you're passionate,
be passionate,
you know, and this is the time where you could engage, build with the community. And the cool thing is the introverts, because, you know, when you don't, let me tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. Funny story. Mm-hmm. So everybody was, I don't know if you heard of this DJ D Nice.
Oh, well, please. Yeah, I was just thinking about it. Right when you said that, I was like, genius.
So D Nice embodies Faith, Grind, and Spy.
That's right.
So he's a DJ, for those of you that don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. He's a DJ before online, right? He was there. And he was at home like everybody else, mm-hmm. like every other DJ.
Stressing,
like, yo, what am I going to do? Bored. And he said, you know what? I'm gonna do what I do best. And he's gonna just DJ, and he's gonna invite some of his friends online. The first day he had 200 people that went on his live, right? 200. The second day he did it, he had 105,000 people. He had Ellen, he had Oprah, he had Obama, Michelle Obama, he had Mark Zuckerberg. He had the NFL, he had Twitter, he had Netflix, he had everybody on his Instagram.
And he was
literally just DJing from his apartment.
Wow.
He gained 1,000,001 followers in literally one day.
One day.
But, so he said his life changed overnight, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of opportunities are going to happen for him, mm-hmm. like, going forward.
Yeah, you know, you see he's doing something with Michelle Obama now.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah. See? And that's it. It's going to go through the roof. He's going to go from 1 million to 1 million one probably to like maybe 2 million by tomorrow.
I'm saying it again. He's doing with something, because I might not post this today.
See,
I'm thinking of a director. He's doing something with Michelle Obama. Isn't he doing that voting?
He's doing something online.
Wow.
Well, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
like, whatever he does,
collab. He's
going to do a collab. Yeah. But those are the things that are amazing, where you just continue to stay consistent.
Yeah.
You have faith in your craft, right? Because he has faith in the fact that he's a DJ and he inspires people. When people go to a D Nice party, mm-hmm. I remember he DJed at 4040 for us a long time ago. He's done work for a lot of people, mm-hmm. right? When you go to a D Nice party, you forget what's going on.
Mm.
And that's the real powerful tool of a DJ, mm. right? So whatever you're doing, I know when I look at your post, like, I forget what's going on in my life at the moment. Mm. I'm in tune to what the message Hadiyah has, mm. right? And so that's what you have to do, you know? And I sometimes people tell me when they listen to my podcast, this is how they feel, mm-hmm. you know, and but that's my passion. I'm really passionate about entrepreneurship. And I know a lot of people losing their job, and I feel bad, but this is the time where whatever it is that you're afraid of doing, this is the time where you take action. because there's no excuse. You don't have a job. You can't let your family struggle. You can't just give up, right? No one's gonna be hiring right now, right? So what are you gonna do? So spend that time instead of going on Indeed or any of those things looking for jobs. Find a way to create and do something that you are passionate about. This is the time. This is when I spoke about this at episode 86, where I said you have to have 20/20 vision. You have to have clear vision. When we were kids, Hadir, right? Like my son, and I know you have kids. So when your kids were younger, they were able, they were exploring, they were touching stuff. They were like, they wanted to figure things out. Right. And you as an adult had to tell them no. But they don't understand why they can't do it.
Right, right.
So as adults, we got conditioned to stop trying. Right? Because we're like, it's not going to work. It's not going
to
work.
And we also got conditioned for people telling us what to do.
What to do.
What to do and what not to do.
Yes.
So what jobs are going to make you money?
Yeah.
What you should be going to college. It was like cookie cutter.
Yeah, cookie cutter.
And the minute you wanted to explore and be free, someone was killing your dream.
Killing your dream.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who went to school for finance. Mm-hmm. His parents were like, he wanted to open up a barbershop. Mm-hmm. They were like, no. He said, yes. Now this guy is a millionaire from having barbershop, and he's using his barbershop money, the income he's getting from the barbershop, mm-hmm. to invest. Mm-hmm. And now he has a house, he has a wife, he has a kid, like, and his parents are super proud of him, right? I have friends who went to school that became lawyers, mm-hmm. that make more money doing photography, right? So
this is what I'm trying to say. There's no one way.
To
do anything.
You can do whatever you want.
It's so important that you're saying this, because there was a time where, you know, when I was fully into the being a celebrity hairstylist, an Emmy award winning celebrity, working with celebrities online, you know, owning my studios in Soho and in the West Village and booming and like, you know, in that world, like, mm-hmm. fully, like, popular, known, doing, I was the best at what I'm doing. And, you know, it, after a while, I've done it. And my energy was pulling me towards doing work for the inside. Not just, I've been doing outside work with the hair and all this stuff for so long. Mm-hmm. But there was a time that came where I couldn't deny the calling. I couldn't deny the calling, and I was so passionate about it. And here I am, somebody could easily spend $3,000 on one of my creations. People would say, are you crazy to let this, are you crazy? Why are you giving up the shop? You're getting this money here. But, you know, what happened is that there was something, my spirit wanted to reach the people. And I had a message to bring, and I have a message to bring. And now, all of that time for the past 2 years of me leaving that, moving, just getting up and abruptly moving to LA, coming back here, spending time away from that entertainment world, really shifting my entire life and really diving deep into my spiritual practice within myself first and then with the world and leading many along the way. Now, this is the time where I'm needed the most. It's so interesting how it happens like that. Mm-hmm. Because now is the time where I'm like, time to work.
Time
to get up.
Yep.
I mean, you know, I was doing my little downtime, my little underground time. But when I saw this is what I was preparing for the last couple of years. So when you have that feeling and you have that calling, follow it. Don't run away from it. Yeah, it's the illusion of you're going to make more money. But you know what? When you have that passion, you can't be denied. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that can deny you.
No.
And when you feel it, that is the Creator speaking to you, through you. It's a divine message for you to activate, because we came here to this earth to share a specific gift that only we have, a unique gift, each and every one of us. We came here for that purpose, because now nobody's grinding. Oh, get this grind, hustle this. Well, who's hustling what? You know, now you have to use your gifts.
Your gifts.
You have to reach the hearts of the people now. Because now everyone is separate. Now you have to go within,
yeah.
to come out.
Yes.
You
yes,
know, so
yes.
like now is the time. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to chill. I'll be back to work in April and I'll start again. Once this thing happened, it was like, oh, ding, 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 ding. All right, showtime.
Showtime.
Showtime, let's go. All that thing you think you're chilling, lame. Nope, showtime, let's go. People need you. And I was like, ah. So this is why I went through this with my son, having a mental break. oh, this is why I went through so much trauma when I had my surgery. All that downtime was preparing me, you know, because I understood how to deal with trauma. So now that everybody else is dealing with trauma, I can guide them. Yes. Because I've already experienced it. Ooh. I had a head start at the trauma.
You did have a head start.
I had a head start. You know, I'm here recovering from surgery. I get a call saying my son is having a psychosis break. I had to heal him and use all of my spiritual gifts to bring him to the other side. And I did, successfully. I used everything that I've been training for. And so, now when it was time to go back to work, I was like, okay, I need some time to recover. Took a couple of weeks off to recover. And I'm like, I'll be back in April. Oh, but once this thing happened, it was like, oh, no, you're not. Okay, you were trained and you was prepared. Okay, so now get to work. There's people who need you.
Yes.
And that's where I'm at right now. And so this happens the same way. Your art, your singing, your music, your skill set, your whatever you do, your cooking, your teaching, your whatever you do, it is a time to share what you know. If it's financial knowledge, whatever it is a time. It doesn't matter what field you're in, you can share something.
Absolutely.
You can share something and you can change the game for yourself and for the world. That's what we've come here to do.
I can't follow that. It's the truth. It's the truth. Like, you know, this is the time, you know, and I think this is a perfect place to end, you know, because what she just said, this is the time where you're supposed to, God gives you a gift, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't move in fear, move in regret, right? Because regret is worse than fear.
Ooh.
So if you're living your life, and you just got chills. Oh my goodness!
You see them chills?
You see the bubble? No, that's the bumps, the goosebumps. Oh my goodness!
Regret is worse than fear.
Yes, it is.
Take that. Hold that one.
Yes, regret is worse than fear.
Can you offer three things that someone can do who may be introverted and not know how to come out to the world and share their gifts? They may have tons of gifts, but just don't know where to start. Can you offer three things to start?
Number one, identify the gift. Identify what your gift is. Take some time and figure out, you know what it is, you know, but identify it and really write it down and put it on paper like this is what my offering is, right?
So on paper. What's the importance of paper?
Paper, because it releases it releases like endorphins and stuff into your body.
Pen to paper.
Mm-hmm. Right? And it makes you feel like you want to do more, right? Mm-hmm. So when you write it, it's a confirmation. A lot of people don't write their dreams down because they don't want to be held accountable.
Ooh.
Right? But it's true. So every day you write down your tasks, you write down your goals, you write down your gift, right? Write down what you want to give to the world. That's number one. Number two is have an accountability partner.
Mm.
Have somebody that's going to hold you accountable for releasing something, right?
Say that one more time.
Have an accountability partner. Have someone that you could trust. That's not just your yes person. Mm-hmm. That's gonna hold you down. For example, Miss Hadia right here, the solopreneur, came to my office. She's been a client of mine for years, and she said, "I want to write a book, Gene, but I'm so busy. I'm running around." She had the hair studio. She was running around. She was doing all these amazing things. And we literally locked the door and we came up with a concept of the book. And she did it. She went to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
She flew to Puerto Rico. She was so invested in her dream. She flew to Puerto Rico and wrote the book.
Just so I could get away from the noise.
Just so she could get away from the noise. Now, you don't have to do that. Plus, you can't do it right now because everything's
locked. You ain't going nowhere.
But it's cool. So you can go in the bathroom. My first book, you know where I wrote it? I wrote it in the bathroom of my house.
How long did it take you to write
it? It took me 3 months.
Okay. And what was your deal? These are very important tips because it's a great thing. So if you have a talent, you could also write a book right now.
Yes.
What was your day-to-day in your 3 months? Like, did you put a certain amount of time?
Yes.
Like,
so every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, because every morning at 6 o'clock, I woke up at 5, I did what I had to do, meditation, run. I do like a 2-mile run. I come home, shower, and I literally, at the time where we had like a 1-bedroom apartment, a condo in Queens, so I stayed in the bathroom, right? This is 2011. I stayed in the bathroom and I wrote because this was the quiet place for me, right? Because I knew if I went in the living room or any other room, my wife would be there, right? And I would get distracted with the refrigerator. I would be like, the TV, oh, let me turn on to see what's on CNBC or whatever. So I knew the bathroom was the place of isolation
for
me.
How long did you say?
3 months. No, how much? Oh, at 1 hour.
And nobody came to use the bathroom?
No, because my wife was sleeping. My wife was sleeping. It was just me and her. And she would sleep until like 9. So I would stay in there from like 6 to 8.
In the morning.
In the morning.
See that? That early. Talk about that early.
Yeah. Times. Oh, the early. For me, it was more so I knew no one was going to be up calling me at 6. 7, 8. So this was the time where I could get my thoughts on paper. And the way you write a book, real quick, I know people are doing courses right now, but I'm going to give you some tips right here, right? Number one, the first thing you do is think with the end in mind, right? Think about what message you want to deliver at the end to your readers, your audience, right? Don't care about selling 10,000 books, 1,000,000 books. Think about the one person that you're talking to. Write the book for one person.
Ooh.
Then you write, you break down the chapters, just like we did. You say, okay, if you're talking to me and this is the book, what is the first thing that you want to deliver to me? Number one. After, okay, now you go through number one. Then you go to the second one. What's the second thing? So after you tell me this, what's the other thing? What's the third thing? What's the fourth? So in case of Do Right, Do Good, my first thing was vision. The first thing I would talk to you about vision fulfillment is the power of vision. The second thing is surrounding yourself with the right people, the pursuit of happiness, right? Well, the pursuit of happiness, the actual work. Then surrounding yourself with the right people, then doing the right thing, then, you know, working hard, then having patience, education, all that other stuff.
Okay.
But that's the process. But to go back with the third tip,
the third tip,
use social media, right? What I did the other day, because I'm an extrovert, right? I love being with people, right? And
what
I love.
What side are you again?
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio. November 10th. And I love interacting. I love being with people, right? So when I go to a party, I'm networking. I have a technique. I call it the square. So I walk in and I literally do a square, square, square until I get to the middle of the event. So I speak to all the people.
So you do a square?
A square around the room. I go around the room until the square, until I end up in the middle of the party.
Wow.
And then I walk out and I leave.
And what do you do when you go around the room?
So I talk to people. I look for eye contact. And hey, how you doing? My name is Gene.
Okay.
Yeah, like, and I just talk to you. And I said, oh, I like your earrings. My name is Gene. This is what I do. I introduce myself. And I ask them about themselves. They tell me. Because a lot of people go to events to network, but they're scared to network. So I know that. And I pull it out of them. And so that's why I have relationships with so many people. Because I build in person, right? But now that you're in social, for example, D-Nice had the party. He had all these people online. What did I do? I went to people's DMs and I was sending them video of me. And I was like, hey, I just saw you at D-Nice's party. I just wanted to introduce myself.
Oh.
My name is Gene. I went on your page and I checked
out. So you did that online?
I did that online.
Wait, you filmed the video of you saying that?
Yes. So yes, you know how I send videos on LinkedIn.
Wait, you send the same video to everybody?
No.
Oh, you sent specific?
Yes.
Wow.
I was like, hey, Hadia.
Oh, that's lit. That's a new one. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
And that's what I do.
Wow. You know, great tip.
Yeah.
That's a great.
Yeah.
Wait. Let's tune in on this one. I haven't heard of that one. That is powerful. You actually sent them videos.
Video.
Not just like, hey.
No, not a.
Not a people. Because when I see people in my DMs and they go, hi, I just bye.
No.
But like, if you actually speak to me.
Yo, yes.
I'm going to speak back to you.
You take the phone and you pick someone. Let's just do this real quick. Just to show someone. So I'll pick, let me go to someone's thing. Let's go to, we could pick, I don't know.
This is good.
Let's pick this person, Patricia Robinson, right? See Patricia Robinson? Let's pick, I'll go to one of the people she's following. Let's pick someone I don't know, right? Mm. Let's go to Monique. Mm. So, okay, Monique is right here, mm. right? I don't know her. I'm going to send her a message right now, right? And watch this. Hey, Monique. I'm hey. Sitting here with Miss Hadia. Hi. I just wanted to introduce myself, and I checked out your page, and you know I look forward to building with you during this social distancing.
Yes,
let's so do. Follow Hadia, mm-hmm. follow me, and let's build.
Yes.
God bless. Stay safe. And that's it. And then I just press. And then what I'll do is I will type in. Yeah, I will type in. Hadia's page, right? Boom, Hadia, and I'll type in, say my podcast, Faith Grind Inspire. I'll put it here. See that? And send. That's it. So now, I did that the other day.
How many did you do?
I did 30 of them.
Woo! How long did it take you?
It took me 15 minutes.
You see that? That's called dedication and
yeah.
focus.
Yeah. Because, and then guess what? I sold 6 books.
See that? you know, this is what I'm talking about. It's time to get creative, people. It's time to get creative. Yeah. You know, introverts, I love you. But there's a way to come out right yes. now. You know, there's you a get, way to come
yeah,
out.
That's what I'm saying.
So, you don't even have to see people anymore.
Yeah, this is the third, right here. This is the third tip. It's the third great, tip is introduce yourself. Use this. Hide behind your camera.
Yeah, hide behind the camera.
Hide behind the camera. You don't have to really engage. And guess what happens? The person's going to see the video and be so shocked, right? They're going to respond to you. They might not respond to you through video, but they might text you. And what you do is you keep responding through video, right? Until you
That's
don't,
amazing.
Yeah. And the video is 15 seconds. Say what you gotta say and move on.
That's amazing. You know, mm-hmm. this is what I'm talking about. Now, that is amazing.
Yes.
Okay, that
yes.
is amazing. Listen, thank you so much for
Not
sharing that. You taught me something new. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, if people get videos from you, they're gonna be like, oh my goodness.
Listen, yeah. Let me pull out this book.
Yes.
So, Gene, his company. ACA, no,
Citadel.
Citadel yes. Publishing, published my book. What if you just turn your magic all the way the fuck on? Definitely get a copy of my book. Yes. It's at HadiaBarbell.com.
Yes.
For all the people who are in a rut right now, feeling low energy, just turn to a page. You don't even have to, it's an easy read. Just pick up something, you know, and whoop, I just turned something. And the way I turn to these things is it's intuitive. You don't have to read it. This is not a start to finish. This is an accountability partner. So if you don't have an accountability partner, you just pick up my book and you just turn it to a page. I just turn to something and it just goes right exactly to what we're talking about right now.
Wow.
If you aren't willing to work for it, look in the mirror and tell yourself to stop complaining about not having it.
Wow.
Whoa. I just turned to a page. You saw me live and direct. If you aren't willing to work for it, look in the mirror and tell yourself to stop complaining about not having it. The same energy spent on complaining about the things that you may not have is the exact same energy needed to push you forward to where you desire to be. That same energy spent scrolling through timelines and stalking pages of those that you admire is the exact same time needed to do your own thing. Be inspired, but be willing to do the work. Many can observe another's success and think that they're just lucky and things are just easy for them. But what I will say is that there is no successful person that will say that they did not put in the work. Remember that this work is not excluded to physical work, but creative thinking, being consistent, and being willing to push your limits when the odds are against you.
Wow.
The mantra for that would be to tell yourself this: I will stop complaining. I will stop comparing. Today I will start. Every step matters. I am worth more. What if you just turn your magic all the way
The fuck on. Yo, man, that's crazy you went to that
because
thing.
That's how that thing, this is how my book works.
Yes, yes,
you just
yes.
Pick it up. Because it was written intuitively.
Yes, yes.
And it was written for these times. When the odds may seem
against you
to be against you. Yeah. This could be the best time in your life.
Yes.
This
yes.
time could be the greatest gift. You know what I know? Let me tell you what I'm predicting. And we'll end it on this note.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm predicting is that people are going to wish that they had this time again. Everyone is waiting to go outside and go back to regular life. But I can guarantee you, people are going to be talking. You're going to start seeing memes on social media. Once you're ready to get back,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be different. People are going to wish that they had this time to do all the things that they've been talking about doing that they never got a chance to do. They're going to wish that they had this time. And they're going to say, oh, it's over that soon? Dang, I should have did this. I should have mm-hmm. did that. You know? And then, you see, but the masters, you see, they get to work. See, the world sleeps, the masters work. The masters stay in their mastery. And so when it all comes back to so-called normal, because it really won't be a normal ever again. It's mm-hmm. a new wave, new earth happening. The masters who stayed awake while the world was sleeping, they're going to be ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So this is the time.
This is the time.
Don't take this time lightly. Don't take this. This could be the greatest gift.
This is the greatest gift. You have pessimists and you have optimists, you know? And so... the masters that she's talking about are all going to be the people who will look at the positive side of things, you know. This is the time where you get to actually build your families up. This is the time where, and I'm wearing a shirt, family over everything. It's just a reminder to people that, you know, this is the time where you build your family. Mm-hmm. This is the time where no one can destroy because everyone is at home. Like... No one's going to hate on you. How are they going to hate on you? Everyone's at home. Everyone's in the same position.
Yep. And I like you know? It. I like that. I like that the first time in the world that everyone is in the same
everybody.
Position.
It doesn't matter if you have money. This is not a money play.
No, it's not.
Like, money can't... No one's flying.
Nope.
So you can't jump on your private jet and leave because like, you can't go.
It's a wonderful
everybody's
time.
Home.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm and my regards to the people who have lost their lives. And the families of those who may be sick with the virus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we definitely want to send you some love.
Yes.
Keep your head up during this time. You know.
Yes, praying for you.
Yes. Because this is not, you know, the other side of it is that people are actually dying.
Sick.
And people are actually getting sick. So we want to tell you to stay safe.
Yeah. Build up your immune system.
Yeah.
But
one of the things that brings down your immune system is allowing fear to take over your mind. You know what I mean? And I know that it could be difficult. So... Limit your time of the media.
Mm-hmm.
Limit your time on social media. Limit your conversations with people who are only talking negative things about what's happening. And start to inject more love and more positive people. And get with your network of people who are making a difference during this time. Be in that space.
Yes.
Be in that space. Because they are people who think out of the box. Don't be in the box. The box is not... Mm-mm. Go against the grain. Yeah, go the other way.
Yeah.
You know?
Be an entrepreneur. Think like entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs all think outside the box. You
have
know?
To.
And so...
More than ever, you have to.
More than ever.
You have to.
So thank you, Adia.
Thank you. Always good. Give me hugs.
Yes, yes. See, what's social distancing?